So the first winner of the Podmas Random Cash App giveaway is at a rainy day on Twitter. And I just want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And I hope that you enjoy this money that I'm about to send to you. I know there's somebody sent me money. I'd be happy for it. I mean, if you're listening to this, I sent you a DM on Twitter letting you know that you're a winner. And, you know, we can discuss how I can get your username. And then I'll go ahead and cash app you your funds. And it's a little token of my appreciation. But the giveaway did not end. I'm going to be giving people money all month. So today's only the 12th. So continue to follow me on Twitter. And, you know, your name could be drawn. Your name could be picked. Who knows? So the episode that you're about to hear is a pre-recorded episode that I made when I had found out that Trey Songz was out here, like, pissing on girls. And these, like, two women were talking about their encounters with, like, different celebrities. And they were talking about it on this podcast, No Jumper. And I never released it, so I want to release it today. Hey guys, I just wanted to encourage you all to get up early in the morning and work out and have breakfast. A healthy breakfast if you can. But lately I've been having waffles. Like, I really like the thick and fluffy waffles from Eggo. Hashtag not sponsored. But yes, I love those waffles. Anyway, but I like to wake up in the morning and work out. It just makes my day better for some reason. I just feel happier and I feel like I'm accomplishing something. I just want you guys to try that too. Let me know how it works out for you. If you are someone that, you know, works from home, use this time to like level up. All right, on to the podcast. I guess I'm gonna be single for a long, 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 long time. Because if these guys have the kind of fetishes that is rumored to be true, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to date these dudes. And it's like we kind of put these celebrities on pedestals, but I don't even think it's a pedestal anymore. It's literally like we just expect you to be normal. We ask you for too much. We never ask you for too much. Just be a human being. And perhaps not ask me to shit on you. Yes, I said shit. So, there's a celebrity, a football player named Odell Beckham, who is rumored to ask the girls that he sleeps with to doo-doo on him. That was a request that was made. M, how do you respond?
It's alleged.
It's alleged. Yes. Is it that the word is alleged or alleged?
Alleged. I don't know. Just got to make sure that we say that because
it's almost like trying to. It's almost like taken.
And it should be taken.
Like when you guys were younger, did y'all say taken too?
I did.
I kept saying.
What about worse?
Worser.
It was worse than.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why don't we make that, like, English language?
Yeah, why can't we say worse?
Why can't we say tooken? If it's easier for us to say. I think that, at the basis of language, it's all about communicating effectively, right? Now, if you can understand when I say tooken, why is that a problem?
They want to say that you promoting Ebonics and broken English and jargon.
Yeah, and what's the harm in that, if you understand what I'm saying?
Because black people say it. That's why it's the problem.
Yeah, must be. Because, like, are you trying to say that you didn't understand me when I said what I said?
No.
You understood.
No, they understood. But
just because it's what, prevalent amongst us and we say it more often than them, it's a problem. Yeah. Well, it's also a problem when men are asking women to shit on them. So you feel like it's alleged,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. But what else do you feel about it? Well, let me ask you this, the yay old question.
Okay.
Emma's in the hot seat.
Okay.
There's a cute guy.
Okay.
He's fine as fuck.
Okay.
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 You've been liking him for a while.
Okay.
So think about a guy that you've had a real big crush on. Okay. So I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know where you're going. Em liked this guy on Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Do y'all remember the lawyer?
Not the lawyer. Yes. I didn't like the
no,
lawyer.
No, not the lawyer. The drug dealer. Ew. That's who M finds attractive. I mean, he's not ugly, but like, ew.
He's cute.
He's not my type.
He's my type.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if he listened to this? You're not ugly if you listen. Like, he's not listening to this. But if ever this gets out one day, you're not ugly.
You're cute.
I'm just not attracted.
Oh, wait a minute. Suppose he's married with a family.
Well, then she should be happy.
No, but then it's like disrespectful.
Well, yeah. For you, not for me.
So we don't know if that's so. I didn't know.
I'm trying to view them girls. I'm a Christian. And I respect marriage. And I honor the sanctity of matrimony. I'm trying to be that.
Yeah, and then be the first one.
And then
one.
Be the first one totting around. Mm-hmm. Okay, no. All jokes aside. Well, mm-hmm. Not jokes aside, because this is a joke.
Yeah.
So the guy is that dude. Mm-hmm. And you guys been dating for a while.
Right.
And you like him.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time for you to do, like, grown folk things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And the man look at you and say, mm-hmm. Look you in the face and say, stop for a minute, baby.
Mm-hmm.
He talks like that.
Too. Yeah.
Said, hold on, baby. Hold on. I know it's getting hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, really, really would have you do one thing. I want to ask you if you do one thing.
Be like, what?
Anything, baby. Uh-huh. Can just let one off on me, please.
What?
Come drop the kiddies off at the pool.
What are you talking about?
you want shit on me for a little bit?
What?
Come on, let it out. Come on and do on me.
Stop playing. No. You stop playing. Yeah, I would be like, okay,
come on,
first.
Man. Yeah, so what? So what is nothing? I can't do on me. Why? What the problem? You want to do the part before? You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. Ew.
I mean,
he's a nice guy. No.
A nice guy?
Yeah, he's nice.
Okay, I would think. At first, he's playing with me.
No,
like,
he's
playing around. You joking or something like that.
Well, what did you say?
I would say, get off of me.
Why didn't get off of you for?
And
he's rich, too.
I don't care if he's rich, famous.
Well respected.
And he gonna tell me to do something like that?
He said he's gonna invest in your business.
Listen, he's well respected and he's gonna tell me to do something so disrespectful?
Yes.
Nah.
Okay, so what about he wants to invest in one of your businesses?
I don't care if he was the president of the United States of America.
Well, no one cares about the president.
No, okay.
Of America,
no. Well, everybody, okay, let's say that he was President Obama.
Okay.
There's something's wrong with
great black hope.
Something is wrong with you mentally. There gotta be something
that's your
wrong
stance.
With you.
If you have the fetish for somebody to shit on you, you have something wrong with you.
Somebody did something to that person when they were kids, when they were a child. Have to be.
Okay.
Because why would you just wake up with what? You just think that people just get these fetishes like that?
Yeah.
Stop. In the middle of us doing something, and then you're going to ask me to shit on you. Something is wrong with you.
Like, what? Nigga, what? Like, nigga, who?
Like, could you imagine, like, how
nigga,
the conversation
what?
Went, like,
Like, let's
on the
do
phone?
It. Let's do it. So, you want to be the guy or I'll be the girl?
I'll be the girl.
Okay, I'll be the guy.
Yeah.
So most likely you're calling me because these guys, they don't pick up their phone.
Right, they don't.
You're
do
chasing me.
Yeah, I'm chasing. I'm the aggressor. Hello?
Hello?
Ozell?
Yeah.
I've been trying to call you for like... This is Cherise. Cherise! Oh my God, I know that you're not trying to act like that. You don't know me.
How you doing?
Oh my God, I've been texting you. You haven't, you can't even get back at me?
I've been busy, been practicing. They have us in practice, like, you know, the quarantine.
For 24
you know
hours?
You know the pandemic.
Yeah, but I saw your ass on Instagram, though. Like,
I mean,
nigga.
You know, sometimes I got to take a little break, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you
but
like,
I'm,
you
to
like
hear
liking everybody's pictures
good to
and
hear
stuff
from
like
you,
that.
Though.
But I'm like, come on. Like, you don't even know who I was.
I mean, listen. I'm going to be in Miami.
Oh, so
and
you
like,
know who I am,
then.
So you
big,
know.
Listen, of course, how could I forget?
True.
So I'm going to be in Miami, like,
all right.
In 2 weeks.
Okay, like, all right, so.
No,
like,
I'm sorry, in two days.
Oh, you coming, like, in 2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's okay, so, like, what we doing then?
So, I mean, you come through.
Where you staying?
Staying in the Ritz. Staying at the Ritz.
Oh, you saying at the Ritz? Oh, okay. So that's the one up there. All
right. Look, I'm asking you to do something. I'm gonna fly you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to take a shower for 2 days, right? Don't take a shower.
What type
if
of
you
shit?
Took if you took a shower already,
mm-hmm.
Don't take a shower.
You don't want me to wash my ass?
So hold on, guys. Forgot to mention that this guy also told the girl. You guys can find the video that I'm talking about. Where the girl is talking about her time with Odell Beckham. You can find that on No Jumper, the No Jumper podcast or the No Jumper YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
I've been binge watching No Jumper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this, like, strange, like, I won't say it's strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they have the people that people would consider strange mm-hmm. in hip hop come on their show and, like, talk right. about, like, taboo things, obviously,
right.
like, people. Like, they have a show where people can come on there and talk about shitting on people.
Yeah.
But anyway, so go back.
So, 2 days, I don't want you to shower.
So, Odell Beckham didn't want the girl to shower for 24 hours.
So, wait a minute. So, you don't want me to wash my ass?
No.
You want me not to, like, take
yeah,
a shower
yeah,
for
yeah.
2 days?
Don't worry about it. All right. And then I want you to, like, shit on me.
Nigga.
You want to doodle on me?
You that niggas. Is... What?
You don't want to doodle on me?
You want me to take a shit
on you? She was okay
you?
With it, though.
Oh, she was okay?
She liked
it. I mean,
like,
if you want me to do that, I mean, whatever.
So I got to take a laxative. You're going to take a laxative or something. I'm going to get a colonic, like, right before I come. Or when you get colonics.
Does it save
the doodle?
No, I think it comes right out. Yeah.
She should have taken him to see her get a colonic.
But the colonic goes
and
in
then,
the tube. Like,
no,
he want the doodle
he
on
should
him.
Have, he should have been the person to insert the, you know, like when you, remember that time when I got it?
Yeah.
And the woman was supposed to put the thing in my butt, but
yeah.
she made me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that, you remember that?
She
was supposed to do it for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that he probably would have enjoyed seeing her get a colonic.
I don't know if it's about that. He wanted the doo-doo to be on him.
Okay, so all of this is alleged.
Everything is alleged.
We don't know for sure. We don't know this man.
Or that girl.
Or the girl. We don't know her neither. So, apparently she's also Chief Keef's baby mama, too.
This is all alleged.
So, this is all, like, this could be a lie. I mean, it's a very funny one, if it is.
You know, this is a salacious story.
Man. So, I don't know. It's like, before, it was like... You know, like a nice thing to like. I'm not even saying it right.
It's just a nice thing to
say. No. I was about to say like no. It was like the cool thing to have crushes on celebrities.
Oh yeah, nah.
And athletes, rappers, and stuff like that. But now it's like, ill.
That people are knocking them off their pedestal these days.
Yeah, it's like, but they're knocking themselves off of it.
No.
Because, like, you don't think that people are going to talk. You ask me to doodle on you, and you think that that's going to be kept a secret?
You think that it just started, these things just started, like, in the last few years? This thing probably been going on for years and years. Just people are just a little bit more empowered to come out and see those things.
Because of the Me Too movement.
Yeah. People are more bold now.
And it's like, these people are wild. Mm-hmm. Then the girls who are, like, doing it with them, yeah, they're, like, convincing themselves. And I really don't believe that these girls like these things, cause they're, it's not, it's like, you, unnatural. I don't know if
they don't,
I
don't like that. They don't like those things.
I don't understand, mm-hmm, how, like, I understand people liking, like, vanilla cake,
right?
You like milkshakes, mm-hmm, like, there's just some things that are just probably more, like, understood universally that, like, people would like.
Yeah,
but I don't understand. Like, I understand that that's food, but I'm just talking about, like, I don't know.
I think that people, like, know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, like, I just think that there are certain things that we can probably all agree is normal.
Like, why America likes pizza.
Yeah.
Why we like ice cream.
Why, like, we might like TV. Why, right, we might like streaming shows, right, on Hulu. I don't know.
But why would someone like someone to shit on them?
Yeah, I just want to know. And it's like, you know what? And you know what? I want to know, like, if anyone out there has a fetish where you like to have someone doodle on you and you're comfortable to speak about it on the podcast, I really would love to talk to you.
And then the smell, too.
No judgment. I mean, it's going to it's going to be some form of it because it's something that I'm obviously not used to. Listen, so, like,
don't have me around because it's going to be all the judgment.
Okay, well, then now you're going to, like, make people not want to come.
Oh, no, I'm not going to. Okay, my bad.
I want to just talk to you because I really want to understand. Maybe there's something that maybe you might open my eyes to something. Maybe you, I would want a guy to shit on me too. I don't know. Like, I just want to know, like, what the appeal is. Because I remember when I was younger, mm-hmm, when I was very young, mm-hmm, like elementary or middle school, mm-hmm, there was this video, mm-hmm, two girls in one cup. And I never knew what it was, uh-huh, but I knew it was sexual. And it was only until I got older, uh-huh, that I finally saw what it was. It was two girls doodling in one cup.
Why was two girls doodling in one cup?
The same reason Odell Beckham asked the girl to doodle on him.
No, I don't understand. So it was one cup and both girls was like doodling in the cup?
Like, why didn't they have two cups?
Yeah, it's just like, why? Wait, it was... Wait,
two girls, mm-hmm, doodling in one cup.
So how was that sexual?
The ax Odell Beckham, allegedly.
I don't forget it. I'm not even trying to understand it. Because I'm thinking of a paper cup, two girls bending over.
It was plastic, if that means anything to you.
And they were doodling in the cup together. Yeah. What was it, a challenge? It was trying to see if it was to catch it.
This is years ago too, so like nobody was doing challenges.
Oh yeah, that's right. I don't know. I'm not.
This is before YouTube was popping, and it wasn't on YouTube.
Where was it?
It was porn.
What were you doing?
Wait. As I got older.
You said when you was in elementary school, junior high school, and it was porn.
Right.
You was watching porn.
I did not watch. See, you're not listening. I was told about it. And it was only until I got older that I finally figured out what it was. Mm. Somebody else around me, mm-hmm, as if, like, I would tell you.
Oh, you so bold.
Yeah.
You see people empowered these days.
Ooh, IBG's a freak. Like, she probably be shitting on people or like to get shit on. Cause like, what her interest in this? Like, why is she so interested in this?
No, but
I'm very interested in like weird taboo things.
I would like to know too. Is like, you don't care about the smell?
Yeah, like, what is it? Maybe he likes the smell.
But don't
some guys like the smell of like? A lot of guys like the smell of like a girl's natural scent.
Well, that's a natural scent.
But it's a scent. Like the scent of woman? Ew. No, you don't.
Wait.
You like the scent of a vagina.
Okay. like an unclean vagina, a period.
You like the smell of a regular vagina?
Yeah, if you you bathe and everything, you fine. Yeah, what's wrong with the same?
Oh, so now you gay? Everybody's trying to be gay nowadays.
What you talking
about?
Cool.
Yeah, of course I like the smell of vagina. I mean, it's nothing. Love yourself.
What? I'm talking about my vagina.
Of course, I'm with the shits.
We got nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Everybody want to get clout.
No, what I'm saying is that a normal vagina is normal vagina.
But is it something that you're like, yeah, I like that?
I'm talking about waist. Shit.
But I'm trying to say that if we can view shit and doo-doo that way...
But that thing is coming out of your body. It has to...
I don't like the smell of anything coming out of anyone's body.
Right, but vagina don't come out of your body, so why did you bring that up?
There's stuff in your vagina that come out of your
vagina. You said vagina. You didn't say stuff that come out of the
vagina. But the stuff that come out of the vagina makes sense.
All I'm saying is a difference between a natural scent of a vagina...
So with the natural scent of
and
shit.
And the waste that come out of your
it's
asshole.
It's a natural scent. Doo-doo.
That thing is... ugh.
It's the natural scent of doo-doo.
It's like you want to put that thing on your skin?
She said that he had, like, peroxide and stuff for it.
So he knew that it's bad. So what in the world?
Allegedly. Anyway.
I think it's a lie.
You think it's a lie?
I don't believe it. I just, you know what?
I don't know what to believe.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
All right, guys. So I'll see you guys next podcast. Hehehe